Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 768, Because We Begged, recorded live on February 4th, 2021. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And obviously DJ is not here tonight.
Sad
face. I don't know when he'll be on next, but yes, we know he's here in spirit. So we just got the two of us tonight. We got a little bit of a shorter show. Not a lot going on, but a couple of things. We have our semi-recurring fan project update. It's been about 3 months since we did our last one, so it's about time for us to do another one again. And we've got the latest community spotlight to go through as well. But first things first, as we always start out with, our little Podtacular community update, starting with our streams from the past week. So GT, let's go on over to you and see how Fraggin' Friday went last week.
We fragged some Friday.
Yes. Frag some Friday and Five.
Yes, we played some Halo 5. We actually got on a roll in Warzone.
Yeah, we did weekend. Turbo. And I actually showed up.
We played Turbo, and Dust actually got to play.
Yes,
so I did. The answer to this question is, Dust actually did play Warzone Turbo this time.
Yes.
Even though most times he doesn't. It was the
first time in like
4 or 5 months. Even though it's his favorite, favorite game type, he never plays it. So, is it really his favorite game type?
I think if you look at the amount of time I still play, the answer is still yes.
The question to life is, we had a lot of fun.
Thanks. Yeah, we did Turbo for most of the night, I think.
If
I recall correctly. There was a couple of Big Team, I think, I saw before I joined.
We started with Big Team Fiesta, and then we moved on to Warzone Turbo after we got too big for Big Team.
Yep.
We had a ninth player show up, nice. So we moved on. We moved into Warzone Turbo.
And it was fun.
Turbo time!
Yes. There's actually two times that we won by destroying the core.
Yes.
And then that one round that we all got Phaeton Helios.
Well, most of us did. Not all of us.
Most of us.
Because did. I'm not lucky enough to get Phaetons.
I've had
a total. Now, keep in mind, this is since the game launched.
Right.
5 years ago, I have gotten a total of 11 Phaetons, period. Total,
including the regular Phaeton and the Helios.
Yes, for both or the variants.
Or however, the
11. Meanwhile, Bobby or Frog Butts was sitting on like 23 of the Helioses.
I think Frog Butts.
Frog Butts? I forget which one it was. Yeah. One of them is sitting on like 23 Helioses right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Frog Butts who said that.
So while they all went and played with Phaeton Helioses, I played guard the aircraft because we had some randoms in there that were trying to steal the vehicles. So your teammates jump out, I'd jump in and just hold it for them while they went and got their damage boosts and stuff. And then I went and started, helping capture bases.
Right.
Which that one didn't work out as well as we thought it was going to.
No, it really did not.
It was a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. And I'm sure the other team crept their drawers when they saw, like, I think, what, we had eight of them out there? No, we had, no, how many do we have? Yeah, we
six
had eight,
or seven.
We?
I think it was six or seven.
I thought we had eight, because I thought I was the only one.
Maybe eight.
I thought I was the only one that wasn't, of our team, that wasn't in a Helios. Me and the randoms.
It could have been eight.
But anyway.
It could have been eight.
That was a lot. Penn says he thinks it was six. I guess we could go back and look at the
film
video.
Yeah. Or the stream FOD. Yeah, you could. So yep. That was a lot of fun. Achieving Halo, I actually did not hop on to do this past weekend, but I plan on being back this coming weekend doing more Spartan Strike because, yes, again, I still have not actually played through Spartan Strike as I got shunned and shamed last week for.
Oh.
So that'll be coming back again this Sunday.
That reminds me, I need to make sure I get that downloaded on my phone before it goes offline. Oh, I wonder if you have to have services to play it.
So Spartan Strike and Spartan Assault are not supposed to be affected by the stuff retiring December. They're not supposed to get touched.
Yeah, no, I was thinking for a different reason. Oh. Anyway, yeah.
Well, either way.
Because I don't think you can get it on Android now.
Oh, as in it's not being sold. Well,
exactly.
Strike might be. Assault 360 version may not be, but I don't know.
Because I know you could get Assault and Strike right on the Windows phone.
Strike?
I got to check and see if they're still up on the Windows phone.
Strike was never there for 360. It was only a newer Windows title.
Right.
And it never came out on Xbox. Spartan Assault was 360, then Windows Phone, then the new version that came out for the Xbox One. So those are the three versions there. And then there was technically a separate iOS version, which I think counts for additional achievements. I have to go check to see if...
I know there for a while I had two sets of achievements going. I had the... Because you could get it on Windows 10, Spartan Assault, and you could get it on 360.
Yes, and there was a third.
I had two sets of achievements going on at the same time.
I believe it was on iOS, and I think that counted as another set of achievements.
Yeah, but I don't have iOS. I don't have any iOS devices. So I was double dipping on achievements there for a while.
I have to check on that. Oh, the damage boosts.
By the way, firing up my Windows phone.
I've got an old Surface RT, a really old Surface RT. And that's what I play it on. It's so old that in order to download updates, I have to have a USB stick. Because the storage on the Surface is so small. So
I've got a Surface Pro. I have a Surface
Pro as well. Yeah. Mine are V1s as well. This is the original Surface. I don't remember when or where I got this.
Surface RT?
I for myself purchased either one of them. The Surface Pro I got from Naked Eli because he got one or he won one at some point and didn't want it anymore, so I took it off of him. And I don't remember where I got this RT from. I honestly don't remember. Anyways, so I have that for original Spartan Assault. And there's some of the other Microsoft casual games that there's some easy achievements on there for like Solitaire, Mahjong, and that kind of stuff. So that's what this Surface is for. So all those achievements are not supposed to be affected by the December thing coming out for the other games. So it's primarily the first-person shooter games that were on the 360 are the ones being affected as far as getting achievements and the co-op ability. So, yep. Moving on to company commendations for our Spartan company. We're still working on quite a few of them. Our next closest one, which I'm still surprised we haven't actually finished yet, is getting splatters. And we have another 57 splatters that we need to get. I'm surprised we have not gotten that one yet. Like, it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, pretty much when I've been jumping in, I haven't been doing any really, you know, anything where I could get splatters. The only time I really do big team is on Fridays, and it's usually
right.
Fiesta. And then there's only, you know, the other time is when, you know, we do Castle Wars was
around. I thought we would have gotten it by that point, but I guess we either didn't do Castle Wars or it was an MCC vote for that week.
We played Castle Wars, but We outgrew the lobby really quickly.
That was it.
See, that's the deal. You know, that's part of the deal. We tend to outgrow the smaller lobbies pretty quick.
Which we might have a solution for that.
That's soon. That's why me and Dust have been working on a solution to where we could actually get two lobbies going. And then maybe we can play against each other.
That'd be fun to time the matchmaking so we can go in together. That'd be cool.
Yeah. And then maybe we can farm. No, we wouldn't do that.
I mean,
that would be dishonest.
It's a legitimate strategy. There was one night after an MCC Fragment Friday where we stayed on and just did FFA on Halo 2 Anniversary. And whenever we would get the lockout remake, we would have everyone huddle under one of the stalactites and have one person shoot it down. And they get like a killtrocity on the entire lobby because we filled up the FFA. And you can go into FFA on MCC with a fully stacked lobby. So that's what we did for a good hour and a half. And we made a lot of progress on the environmentalist achievement and a couple of other ones, too. So, yeah. And yes, Pins.
Actually, Pins, I think Spartan Strike was actually released for Android, wasn't it?
No.
Or no, it wasn't. Was
it was only Windows.
It only did Windows. Strike.
Only Windows.
Yeah. Spartan Assault, I thought, was released for Android. It was released
for iOS. Android and iOS. I don't believe it was ever released on Android. Hmm. I'm pretty sure it was not. I will check, but I don't believe it was. Moving on to our Tales from the Foxhole, we have a couple of things that were posted in our Discord. I believe MH Cosplay had another little update to some of his armor stuff. Actually, oh, he didn't this week. He's been posting regular updates. I would have assumed that he would have had one. Never mind. I take that back. We do have a couple of things that Forked has been working on. Some flood forms that are kind of things of nightmares. At least that's kind of the feeling that I get.
Yeah, those things are, they creep really me out. Those things are like,
So I asked him if the thing that he's working on is a mod for MCC or something else, but he's working on some kind of mod, and these are some of the models that he's come up with. And I mean, they're legitimately scary and are very flood-like.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're worthy of the flood name.
They really are.
Most definitely.
So check it out on the Discord. That's under the artwork section if you want to go find that from Vort. And I do not see Spartan Strike on Android. I'm pretty sure
Like I said, I was looking. Yeah, I didn't sure see
Spartan
it.
Spartan Strike was only Windows, and then Spartan Assault was Windows, Xbox, and iOS. Oh, Laird's saying Spartan Strike was released on iOS as well. You sure it was Spartan Strike, Laird, or is it Spartan Assault? Because I know Spartan Assault was... I'm pretty sure Spartan Assault was released on iOS. Didn't think Spartan Strike was, but I could be wrong.
My Apple ID has been compromised, so I can't go onto their store anymore. The Apple ID that I've never had.
So it's not really a problem then.
Apple support keeps sending me emails saying that my account's been compromised and that I need to log in and verify my information.
Is it actually Apple or is it one of the scam emails? Okay. So it's not actually a scam. Apple.
I've never owned an Apple device. So why would I have an Apple account? I'm like, okay, guys, now that's a pretty broad net you're casting there. In other words, they're out there fishing.
Yeah. And Lara said that both were on iOS, Spartan Strike and Spartan Assault. They removed it from App Store after 343 wouldn't update it to be supported past iOS 10. Oh. So even if you want to play, you can't really anymore unless you have an old iOS device that can't update past.
That already has it downloaded.
Interesting. Okay. Moving on to...
Or you just buy an old Windows phone.
That works too.
If you want a mobile version.
For the Spartan Strike. Or Spartan Assault.
Right. Spartan Strike or Spartan Assault.
Yeah, that would work too. What we got for matchmaking updates this week, GT?
Well, for the weekend of February 4th, we've got Community Slayer rotating in, which, if I remember right, they were tweeted out that they've got a whole bunch of new...
Yep, maps. They're all community created for
Community maps. Slayer.
For Community Slayer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So be sure to hit that and get your double XP.
Yes.
Then for the Master Chief Collection, it's Fiesta time!
Fiesta! Yay! Can I get my chips and nachos?
Yeah, it's just not the same in the MCC. I'm sorry. No. It's just not the same. No. But anyway, it's in the 4v4 or solo part or solo playlist in FFA. We also have Rocket Race being retired until next time. Rocket
Race for now.
So,
bye-bye,
Rocket Race.
It's nice knowing you. No, I'm just kidding. He'll be back.
Oh, mm-hmm. Back to this weekend. So, you know, Dust didn't do his achieving right. Halo stream. I was going to stream, but I some other stuff had come up. So I was just blowing off some steam and decided to do.
That's right.
What's the bag challenge? What was the name of it?
Well, if they came to hear me beg is what it's based off of. I forget what the actual.
Yeah. But anyway, I decided to do the challenge because, you know, I wanted to punish myself because, you know, the first time I attempted to do this in Reach when it was an achievement, it only took me 3 hours to get mm-hmm. it to happen, to get the stars to align and allow it to give me the achievement. Well, this time it only took me an hour. So I was pretty impressed that it only took me an hour to figure this out. I did see a video by Mint Blitz that states that the reason a lot of people are having a problem with it popping is that the achievement or challenge is picky about how the assassination happens. It says you cannot lunge to do the assassination because that kills the fall timer. It resets it. And it likes if you hit the left shoulder for the assassination instead of the right.
Huh.
Says most of the people he's been seeing get it, hit the left shoulder.
Interesting.
So, if you're having troubles with that particular challenge, try that. But yeah, so after I was all done with that, I decided that I didn't have enough punishment. So I decided to set my failures to music and put it up on my YouTube channel. So, yes. If you want to see somebody die a lot, head over to youtube.com/GodzillaTodd. And it's my latest video. And I will tell you that what you see in the video, every single one of those is a unique try. And the video doesn't even make it to half the tries.
Yes.
Close, but not quite.
And it's Because You Begged is the challenge name.
Yes. Because You Begged.
That was one of the things I was going to do during Achieving Halo this weekend, which I didn't get around to. So I will be trying that this coming weekend. And then going over to Spartan Strike.
Well, there's your tips.
Something that Green Skull actually pointed out too for him, because he put a video up too. He found it easier to do on Xbox instead of on PC. Like he was trying to do it over and over again on PC and couldn't get it to pop, but when he went over to Xbox, he got it pretty quickly.
Well, see, the funny thing is I started on the campaign on easy because you know I'm like, okay, you know it doesn't, you know, there's no.
The fall timer shouldn't it's be different.
You know, there's right. no difference in the fall. Yeah. So I did most of the attempts on easy. And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe it is tied to difficulty. So I went ahead and popped it up on legendary. And after 7 attempts on legendary, I got it playing on PC.
Man, that-
but it is not tied to difficulty. It just... I so happened to get on the right sequence.
Yeah.
Now, when I got it, I actually took fall damage. So I hit the ground and I went into the assassination.
Animation.
Yes.
Interesting.
Big words hard. So, but I also did it. I did the same thing a couple other times and it didn't count. So. It's a really twitchy challenge. I mean, I don't know that it's really a broken challenge. It just takes a very specific set of criteria for it to pop.
And even in Breach on 360, it was a hard achievement to get. I remember taking
the 3 hours that I did to do it.
I think it took me an hour to get mine.
Well, I know I was talking to some people because, you know, I was having just a heck of a time trying to get it. And I was talking to some other people. Oh, yeah, I got it on like my fourth try. Like, freaking
half of it boils down to luck.
Thanks.
And another thing, too, some people like to do it on the tower part of tip of the spear. Because that actually is higher, but it's a lot harder to do.
I did try that, but I never could get my timing even close to
right. You're relying on good checkpoints. You're relying on good enemy placement. It's doable, and that gives you a lot more height to ensure that once you get the assassination, it actually works. But the one on the last mission, Pillar of Autumn, is the one that most people are familiar with.
Well, it's... For one, it's right at the very beginning of the mission. You get a checkpoint right there at the top of the cliff. And then if you melee, you can delay that checkpoint until that elite is in the exact right position. Mm-hmm. And then you can stop your melee, get your checkpoint, and then you can do it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, I probably had to reset, I don't know, 4 or 5 times because the elite was in a weird position. When the checkpoint popped, you're just out of reach.
And it never goes to the same spot every time.
And it's not the same elite every time. Most of the time it's a blue elite, but every once in a while you get the
reddish gold one. Yeah.
Burgundy or brown elite. And he tends to wander a lot more.
Just a bit.
In a less predictable pattern. I mean, the blue elite tends to do like a triangle. Well, the Brown Elite, he does the same triangle, but he doesn't exactly take the same paths.
Yep.
Anyway, challenge.
It's certainly frustrating. So if you've got that challenge you want to share with us, we'll definitely like to hear your stories about it. Feel free to mention us on Twitter or drop it in our Discord, and we'll talk about them on the next podcast.
Mm-hmm.
For our...
Yeah, let us know how many hours of your life you wasted on it. Oh.
Right. I haven't done it yet, so hopefully by the next time we're on the podcast, I'll have my update to how long it took me to get the challenge done. So we'll see. For the MCC development and flight update, the latest one that we have, they actually address that they're looking into some possible bugged issues with getting the challenge completed. So they've seen people back and forth suggesting fixes or other ways to do it. But they think that there may be some things that players are finding that might actually be signs of bugs with the challenge that are not just people thinking that they're crazy. So if you keep trying it over and over again.
Oh, I'm freaking nuts now.
So if you have been trying to get it, they said that you can hold off for now. If you think you're having issues actually getting it to pop, they are looking to see if there's more underlying issues that are not just straight up apparent to the players. So they are looking into that very, very closely. Ring one for the next flight of content coming to MCC is currently underway. So if you're looking to be another person to be part of flighting and you haven't gotten your Halo Insider profile updated, or you haven't even signed up for it before, then this is a good time to do it. They are going to be doing another Insider Flight here pretty soon for the next amount of content that they're bringing. Hopefully, maybe those Halo Online multiplayer maps might be a good pick.
Who knows? Maybe.
So make sure your Halo Insider profile is up to date. And then if you want to get a little more information about the Because You Begged challenge and how they kind of came up with the idea of doing it, then head on over to the forums and check out the latest development and flight update for MCC. We've got the latest community spotlight to go over. Lots of community created content again. It is that time of the
month.
Yep. 2 times a month.
Week.
Month. So let's see what we got at the top here. The creme de la creme. This is that rookie, Ovi Thur. I don't know how to say the last part of it, but Master Chief on the Infinite concept art. Kind of looks like the Master Chief is a blend between the Halo 3 one and a couple of inspirations from the Infinite Chief armor. Yeah. It's a pretty much a meld of a custom Master Chief design and then the Infinite.
Well, that's a twist on that concept art that 343 released. Yeah, that's what I mean.
That is the concept art. It's just been a little blurred.
Yeah.
And then the Chief is kind of the more custom part. Oh, that rookie over there. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. If it helps if I look at the actual watermark on the image.
Reading's hard.
Piece overall is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
It fits very well. And they got the good lighting from the sun, although it's not quite exactly right, but I mean, it's nitpicky at that point. It still looks pretty good, though.
It's like I got my timing exactly right on that video I just did. Not. Oh.
And then the snack break for this week is a video from Yuki Master 666. Great name there. But it's a little kind of tutorial on playing the Halo theme on a ukulele.
Because, you know, everybody wants to hear the Halo theme on a ukulele.
It has a certain characteristic to it. I'll say that much. So that's over there up on the community spotlight. And then we've got a couple of picks from GT. We got the Chieftain by Spartan Vorpal. Big, heavy Chieftain with fuel rod cannon. Chieftain.
Big.
This one looks like a hand drawing of some kind. I'm not exactly sure how you classify this, but it's definitely a digital piece. It could be done something like Paint or Paint 3D or Paint.net.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the Meowster Chief from the Xbox Dream commercial, breaking through the Halo ring and with the cat as the Master Chief head. I thought that one was pretty funny.
Yeah, because we all know what the Master Chief really looks like.
He's a cat.
He's a cat.
That's why he's Meowster Chief. And then we've got my picks. We've got Nina and Her Spotter by 086 Kara. This is a render. Some more classic style armor. We've got a scout and a... Or actually, those are two different scout variants? Is the one on the right the reach? What's the one on the right?
Let me get down to it. You got ahead of me here.
The one on the left I know is the scout from Halo 3, but for some reason the one on the right, I'm thinking it's almost air assault. Air assault? Might be air assault. I'm not as well versed in my armors as some other Halo people are. Wow, Pawkeye.
No, the other one looks like a mix between June's armor and Recon.
I don't think that's the Recon helmet, but I see what you mean with the Yeah.
I know.
And Pawkeye, just
anyway.
He just said he tried the challenge and got in 5 tries. Where's the band button?
Okay, let's see. Pick Pawkeye and Perma Band. Oh.
I knew exactly what you were going for there. And then the next one here is War Torn by Dagger 6 Art. This is a little kind of comic piece. Taking some screens from the actual games and then adding his own bit of kind of comic stuff to it.
I don't know. That teddy bear looks pretty dangerous.
Who knows what's inside that teddy bear? It could be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mentions we have is a Headhunter render. This is very Halo Infinite inspired. This is by Vin Gattuso. Really well done. Taking inspiration from the Halo Infinite kind of armor spin that we've seen screenshots of. And this one's holding a brute shot. Like, this is a lot of time and effort to put into this. This is really well done.
Mm-hmm.
All the detail on the armor pieces as well. He's got the pockets on the front, the knife on the shoulder. Everything in here is really well done. Then we've got The Butcher by Daniel Ballesteros, which is actually in one of our fan project highlights that we'll have tonight, the Brute game, which I'm
blanking on
what the actual name of the project is. Going over to my notes real quick so I can find it. There it is. It is Iron Hammer. That's the one. Iron Hammer, Brute Story. So from that project. And then we've got a couple of videos. We've got the UNSC 25 teacher, which we actually talked about last week because Spartan0398 actually posted in our Discord. We've got the Halo stop motion montage by The Domain, and then a Halo trailer that has a Mass Effect vibe to it by Kid Skull. So people in the community that we regularly shout stuff out on whenever they get put in the spotlight, we like to give them the little highlight and recognition. And then the last bit is Doodle Snickers. She says, I've never played a Resident Evil game in my life, but it's been virtually impossible to miss the tall lady. I think everyone's probably seen that if you've been on Twitter or any kind of social media.
Yeah.
So the picture here is the tall lady holding up Master Chief because she's actually taller than Master Chief. And Master Chief's like, what? Whoa, I'm not used to this.
I'm impressed that he's picking up a ton of Spartan.
Right.
Oh.
And that's it for the community spotlight for this week. If you want to find out more about the spotlight or want to see everything else that is over there, other than just the highlights that we picked, then make sure you head over to HaloWaypoint.com. If you've got stuff that you want to have highlighted in the Halo Spotlight, make sure you tag your social posts with the hashtag Halo Spotlight.
Hashtag Halo Spotlight.
We got a couple of other things to wrap up the official Halo news. We've got two new Halo Game Sense clips from Shyway. First one is a Killtracity from Ishii on Narrows. And then we've got a Killpocalypse by Ryanoob on Shrine. So head on over to Halo social media or over to their YouTube channel to check out those latest videos from Shyway. We also had a Halo 5 community MCC community play date for Season 5. That happened yesterday. The folks from 343 hopped on to play some MCC, integrating in with the community, and you would have had your chance to get the Ice Unicorn weapon skin or nameplate for MCC if you had a chance to play in that yesterday.
And yet again, I was at work.
I was not at work, but what was I doing yesterday? No, I had a meeting. I had a late work day yesterday because I had a late meeting. So never mind. I was working. So that's the official news from Halo for this week. Again, not a lot to cover, but that's the little bit that we've got. Probably won't be talking much more on Halo news until our next Halo Infinite update. So we'll kind of put a close on that for now. Obviously, we'll have the matchmaking updates whenever those come out. But that'll be it for the time being. So on to some fan project updates. This will be our last section for tonight. Again, this will be a shorter podcast as we kind of go into next week with a little bit more of a deeper dive into our guest that we'll be having on. We got a new update from Installation 01. The project has gone through, well, all these projects have gone through quite a bit over the past year because COVID. But
no, what, COVID? What's this COVID you speak of?
It's a worldwide pandemic thing that's going on, you know. So they actually, for their latest update, which came out on New Year's Day, talked a little bit about what happened over the past year. So in January, they started with the Sooner ARG kind of as a tease to some things happening. And then there were some staff changes. The Chunkier Bean actually left the group, and there was kind of a scramble to get things under wraps and working again as far as working on the game. But Cutline assumed the lead over the project, and Patuan is now running kind of as second in command over the project. And they've been taking the last few months, kind of since the middle of last year, to kind of clean things up, get things back together, and get people on to actually get back into a regular battle rhythm. Of course, with the whole pandemic thing, there's some people that have unfortunately had to drop out because of, well, not having a job or trying to find other ways to kind of take care of themselves. So all these projects have kind of gone through this ebb and flow, but it certainly hit the Installation 01 team.
Mm-hmm.
But from the update, they said that they've been able to kind of recollect where they left off and are back at it again. So hopefully we'll get some more updates, more regular updates from them in the future. On the project contingency side of things, they've actually made quite a bit of progress since we last talked about their stuff. They have a new update on their website titled, they say Hindsight is 2020. They are actually looking at some more kind of public exposure coming here potentially pretty soon. I think they're working towards kind of a public beta, I think is what they mentioned in their update. They also reveal a new map that they've been working on that was designed to be a temporary map, but is now more of a possible permanent mainstay. And it kind of takes some inspiration from, remember the little place at the beginning of Outskirts that if you usually just like jump past it up and over at the very beginning, mm-hmm. you usually ignore where you have to fight the hunters. It kind of reminds me of that a little bit, but then expanded.
Yeah, it reminds me of a lot of Mombasa. Mm-hmm.
It really does.
I see a lot of, you know, especially through ODST, a lot of the inspirations through it, mm-hmm. too.
There's lots of little kind of nods to, whether intentional or not, nods to the environment of Mombasa, I think, throughout this entire map design.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's called Homestead, so it would kind of make sense with how big Mombasa played a part in Halo 2 and Halo 3 and Halo 3 ODST. They also have a little update on their animation rework. They have about 500 animations, according to R93 Sniper, who's been on the show before, that they've having to redo or get finished, and they've managed to knock that down to about 300, so they've gotten through 40% of the animations that they need to work on for the game, which is an insane amount of animations.
Yes. Well, I mean, think about it. You know, pretty much everything you see in a game is an animation yep. of some type.
Whether that's motion captured or directly translated or whatever, that has to be encoded into the game, and it's a lot for sure. And then on the customization side, Kobe's actually been working on a couple of things as far as a armory type system where you can have your Spartan customization support as well. They're looking for some people. If you're a 3D artist and have some experience with Unreal Engine, they're looking for all the help they can get there. So if you are interested, then feel free to reach out to them. I believe they have a sign up on their website, and there's a couple other links on all their socials where you can get more information about joining the team. And they also have this little tease at the bottom that says 1940 hours remain. And this was posted on Christmas Day, although reading the actual content of the blog, it seemed like they meant to make this posted on New Year's Day instead of Christmas Day. But if you take that time, that ends up being March 14th or March 21st. So potentially a big reveal or public beta of some kind, maybe. Who knows?
We'll have to wait and see.
Tease is a tease. And then we also had a video from the Chunkier Bean, now that he's kind of freelance. And he did a whole history and future of the mod over on his YouTube channel. So there was some gameplay video that hadn't been seen before from the project. Probably like a private play session or something like that. And he talked about the origins of the project, where it is now, and just with his experience with working on Installation 01, kind of being able to give a little bit of insight into what the development has been like for Contingency. So head on over to the Chunkier Beans YouTube if you want to check out that video as well. No updates from Project Coral this time around. For Downfall, we have a couple of new updates in their Discord. If you head on over there, there is a new DMR model that they've been working on, a Jackal concept, and a new spacecraft called the Hyperion-class Destroyer, which has dual max and a whopping 320 drop pods. For Project Autumn, there is a new Vidoc that's out there for the entire project, which includes a whole bunch of new things, which actually was posted in their Discord as well, but some new concept art, new weapons that they're working on. They have a fully fleshed out armor coloring scheme where you can change different pieces of the armor color. They show off the black undersuit and different parts of the undersuit that you can customize the color there as well. So there's lots of customization options that they're looking into as well. The Vidoc also dives into some of the history behind the project and some of the things that they've been working on over the past year. They've had a couple of new people join the project as well. They get to chime in, and they're looking at kind of 2 to 3 years before they have something ready for kind of public consumption. We've had Iowa on before and a couple of others, so I'm sure we'll have them on again to talk more about the project once they have more to talk about. And again, this is the, I believe what they're doing here, this is kind of more of the bigger battle space, kind of the battle royale type fan game that they're making, if I'm not mistaken. For Iron Hammer or Brute Story, we've got a couple of new renders. We talked about the one Brute model, which is called the Butcher, that was in the community spotlight from Halo Waypoint. They have a couple more renders of that. There is a new gas grenade, which I'm kind of curious to see how that will work out. A new Phantom model they've been working on, and that's about it for that one. I'm kind of curious how they're going to either take some of the stuff from Infinite, with it being kind of very heavily Brute focused now with the Banished. Because looking at the Butcher render and the insignia that's on the armor chest, it kind of looks like the Banished insignia a little bit. It's probably not meant to be a direct tie, but yeah, probably more, I guess, kind of looking at like background or history of insignias and that kind of stuff. I could see where maybe the Banished insignia would be an influence from something like this that was in the past or that kind of thing. So it'll be interesting to see as we learn more about the Banished and Infinite, if this kind of influences this project at all. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'll be really interested to see what happens with it after Infinite releases. See what kind of direction they go with it. Or if they even change direction.
Or if they still keep going. I mean, there's a couple of these projects that have talked about...
Well, no, I mean, if they... You know, if they've got the story they want to tell, you know, really nailed down, then you know, even with the release of new information, it may not affect their game at all.
Right. I'm just thinking more along the lines that some of these projects have mentioned in their updates that with MCC coming to PC and now Halo's kind of a mainstay on PC again, whether or not some of these projects will actually continue to go on, so to speak.
True. I can understand that. But there still is a large community of people out there that like seeing the fan games and the fan mods. Yeah. So,
I mean, the story alone should kind of survive on its own because it's a fan story. They might just have to adapt to any new information that we might get from the Banished with Infinite, maybe more backstory on the Brutes themselves. Right. So, yeah, we'll have to see. From Project Genesis, there's not really anything there except just something from the lead programmer on Discord that said, yeah, the game's still in the works, although it's going slow, and they haven't said much about it. So, not much to say there. For Colonial Insurrection, there is a new work-in-progress video that they released on their YouTube channel, and a tease to a video demo, which I think was a tease to the work-in-progress. So if you want to check that out, you can head on over to their YouTube channel as well and give that a watch. It's very... kind of reminds me of a little bit of the Halo 1 development, just kind of how older... It's definitely... I mean, not to knock on the work that he's doing, just the fact that he's making, or this person's making the game is incredible all on its own, but definitely has a lot more of that... starting out game dev, very basic polygons, very basic animation type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have to see where it goes.
Well, it also depends on, you know, how many people are actually working on the game.
Well, it seems like it's just one person.
If it's one guy, yeah. You know. Yeah, if it's one person, it's going to be right. Slow going.
Yeah. For Shattered Legacy, we have a new icon that they've shown off, and then a new little piece of concept art from their Discord. Not much there. And then we go into the fan mods. So SPV3 is having a new public beta. They actually had a public beta come out, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And Masters released a video kind of giving an overview of all 17 missions that are contained in there. So they are reaching out to people for people to try it out. So if you have a copy of Halo CE for PC and want to give Halo SPV3 a run, then make sure you follow their Twitter account and check them out on their Discord so you can get the build and start testing it and give them some feedback. It's been a long time since I've touched SPV3, and it'll be one of the things that I'll kind of dump into for the little fillers on the Thursdays whenever we don't have a podcast.
Yeah, I've got to go through and probably install updates for all the ones that I've got.
Yeah, there's been a lot of updates to some of these projects.
Actually, what I need to do is I need to install a second drive in my PC so I can have a place to put all these games.
That might help too.
I'm running out of space here.
I'm happy I got my NAS so I can move some stuff off of my hard drives. And actually, when I built my new computer, actually threw in an extra drive that I had just sitting around from an old build. So I have an extra 750 gig spinning disk that I just threw in there. And now that's my Podtacular drive. So that drive is specifically for Podtacular files, and that's it.
Well, it's like my laptop. It pretty much, now don't get me wrong, I have more than just games on it, but it's mainly just games.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it really is mainly just games. Like I have, let's see, how big is this drive? I don't even remember how big this drive is. It's a 500 gigabyte drive, which granted it's not that big. And I am at 470. I have 60 gigabytes free.
And games are kind of big these days.
So I can't even really install another game because I don't have enough room.
Unless it's one of those like indie third party type games. Like you can install Among Us because it's less than 100 megs, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that I don't even have any of the fan games, or, you know, I don't have SPV3 on there. I don't have the Halo 2
Project Cartographer.
I don't have it on there.
Small.
That is basically, that's basically MCC.
Right.
MCC and Destiny are the two games that eat up most of that space.
And MCC is what? 112 gigs, something around there.
Well, I mean, I have some other Halo. I have some other games on there as well. Like I've got Halo Wars Definitive Edition. I have Spartan Strike, Spartan Assault. So, you know, I have multiple games on there, but the two big ones are Destiny and MCC.
I just checked on Steam now. 131 gigs is how big that game is.
Yeah.
That's a huge sucker.
And someone says they want to add Halo 5 to it?
That's 6 Blu-ray discs.
There goes another 70
That's six
gigs.
6 single-layer Blu-ray discs. That doesn't even fit on one quad-layer Blu-ray disc. You need a quad-layer and a dual-layer Blu-ray disc just to contain the entire thing.
No, you just need one Blu-ray disc, and then you just download the rest.
Well, if you're downloading it, you might as well just put up.
That's the way they do it. If you buy a physical copy, they give you a disc that basically is the key. You put it in the machine, it downloads the entire game, and then you
You put a downloader on a floppy.
Yeah, like anybody know what a friggin' floppy is nowadays?
I have a USB floppy drive just in
case. Hell, why don't we just throw it on a 5 1/4?
Yeah. I mean, that's technically a floppy too, but yeah.
Well, a 5 1/4 floppy, not a 3.5-inch floppy.
Right.
Hell, let's really go back there. Let's put it on a reel to reel.
I was going to go to the tape drive next, but okay, if you want to go that far. No. Here. Oh my gosh. This is bad.
I thought tape drive came in after the floppies.
Punch card.
Oh, Jesus.
How heavy would the paper be to have the whole thing on punch card?
Oh God. I couldn't even imagine entering that. You'd be there for weeks entering the game.
Loading it into the RAM 16K at a time. Or not even that. I don't know how big our cards, like maybe a kilobyte.
I have no idea.
Fans are saying the punch cards would take up an entire room. I'm genuinely curious now how.
I thought the punch cards were only like 8 bytes.
No. I mean, if you get the tape, they're like each line is a byte, but the punch cards themselves are they're like index size cards.
Yeah, I know, but I thought they were only 8 slots wide.
I thought they were more dense than that.
Maybe they were. I don't. I've never seen one, so I can't tell you.
Anyways, yeah, that'd be interesting.
What do you mean a room? They take up a stadium.
One punch card holds 80 characters? You mean 80 bits or 80 characters as in like 7-bit characters, like in a like ASCII characters? Like what's a character in the punch card? Is that a byte or I need a translation, Pence, for what a character is to bytes or bits or something like that. Or someone can Google or I can Google it, I guess. Anyways, moving on. Over the chuck.
Well, you're sitting in front of a computer.
I know.
Anyway, back to the update.
Yeah. Going over to Choke Point Games, we've got a lot of games under that umbrella. We have Sins of the Prophets. We've got a new RVP class destroyer. A few new ship updates.
Which reminds me of a Romulan cruiser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, it does.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is like straight out of old school Star Trek.
You're right.
Romulan. Not Romulan. Klingon.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, yeah, Romulan too, but OG Romulan was the same as Klingon. Anyway.
Yep. Wow. I didn't even think about that until you said it, but then it's kind of like just staring you right in the face.
What got me is when they did the bottom up shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really made it stand out.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Wow. Huh.
Hey, they've got some great looking ships in here.
Oh, yeah, they do. They have an update to their frigate and then their Covenant carrier as well. And then a couple of new Jor Ohane ship concepts, which kind of remind me of Mass Effect a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
So, Pins just said that the average punch card is 960 bits, so just shy of 1 kilobyte.
960? Okay. I guess I was way off.
So, what's the math on that? Divide 131 gigabytes by 960 bits and get the weight of a kilobit. Yes. Yes, Pins. I meant to say kilobits. If I said kilobyte, I misspoke. Going on to Far Isle, which is also under the Choke Point Games umbrella, we've got a new marine render, and then that's it for Choke Point. Not a lot of updates from them since we last talked about their stuff. Under Operation Trebuchet, they actually reworked their Discord a lot, so a lot of the recurring updates or new screenshots and renders that they would normally post are not publicly there anymore. So I actually don't have an update. Remember when those things used to be like half of the page in this section and it'd be all the screenshots and all the new weapons, units, vehicles, buildings, and all that stuff. Yeah. I got nothing this time. So yeah. Oh, well, for Project Cartographer, they have an update for their new year that they released. No more Guardian glitching and zombie game types. Headhunter game type now has sound. Well, that's cool that they have Headhunter in Halo 2.
That's important.
I mean, sound would be nice. They've toned down their anti-cheat a little bit. Apparently, it was too strict and aggressive. And
maybe they need to teach Bungie how to do an anti-cheat. Oh. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
And that's kind of the big stuff on the patch. They have more information in their Discord if you want to check it out over there. And that is it for the fan projects update. Again, not a lot of stuff. A lot of people have been impacted by COVID.
Yes, unfortunately, that's affected a lot of people.
Yeah. As we saw in the Installation 01 update, I'm kind of going to take a gander that a lot of the different projects that are obviously all community driven probably did not see as much progress this year as they would have hoped because of people needing to take care of themselves and trying to find work when there's not a lot of work around. So I'm sure.
Or just trying to apply for unemployment.
Right. Wow. Pins did the math. He said if his math is right, MCC would require 850 million punch cards.
Okay. How much does one punch card weigh?
So, yeah. That's a lot of punch cards.
Yeah, that would be a lot of punch cards.
According to Google, a punch card is 0.01 ounces. So if we take that times the number that Pins gave me, which is the 850 million, each box of punch cards was 2,000. That's 425,000 boxes of punch cards. Oh my gosh. So that's ounces, and then divide that by 16 for a pound. And what do we got? We've got, oh my gosh, 531,000 pounds. So there's your fun fact for the day. If you were to put the entirety of MCC into punch cards, it would weigh over 531,000 pounds. I'm going to tweet that after the show tonight. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyways, that's it for the podcast tonight. We'll end on that crazy note of a statistic for you. Next week, we plan to have on Silver from Halo Completionist, Pro Ace Joker, and the Mythic Tyrant to talk about Lazo and the wonderful world of playing Halo campaign on the hardest difficulty imaginable.
Because, you know, why not?
Everyone wants a challenge. Some people are just crazy when it comes to said challenges.
Isn't that like suicidal?
Depends on your level of crazy. And inside Lazo, yes, it's very suicidal because I'm sure people die very, very often.
Well, the part that's crazy is that they do it multiple times.
Well, there is that.
Like, repeatedly.
There is that. Yeah. We want to thank everyone for tuning into the podcast, whether you're tuning in live on Twitch or downloading us. We appreciate all of our listeners out there. You can find us on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Podtacular and you'll find us. You can watch our content on Twitch and YouTube. On Twitch is where we stream. We have our Thursday nights for the podcast at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We have Fragment Fridays, which happens on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That is up to the choice in our Discord. We have a poll every week on whether we play MCC or Halo 5. So if you plan to play and want to have a choice in the matter, then head on over to our Discord and make the choice on if we're going to be playing MCC or Halo 5. And then we've also got Achieving Halo on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be doing some of the MCC challenges, including trying to get the Because You Begged challenge. And we'll see how long it takes me to get that one. And then going back to, the video that's behind GT for our live stream viewers. And then hopping back over to Spartan Strike once we get some of those done, depending on how long it takes. Heck, it might even take the whole night. I'm still building that. Might not get it. We'll see. You can also check us out on YouTube as well. Well, Keys, unfortunately, you can't help me with the because you bagged one. So after that one, I will gladly take any help that you want to provide. And we also didn't talk about the segment that you proposed last week, so we need to hop on that one as well. You can find us on our Discord, podtackler.com/Discord. We've also got our Spartan Company, which you can help us out getting those kill commendations that we're still going for that Achilles helmet on. We also have our Xbox Club that you can join as well. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, and all other major podcast services. Just search for Podtacular. If there is someplace that we are not, please reach out to us and let us know. That way we can make sure that the podcast is where you want to listen to it. And we want to thank all of the support that we get here on the show. Thank you to all of our Twitch subscribers, and thank you to Pins for being the gift subber of choice. There's ever a new person in that doesn't have a sub, Pins is usually quick on the guns to make sure that everyone in has a subscription. So thank you, Pins, for your continued support. And for all of our other Twitch subscribers out there, thank you so much for being a part of that. Thank you also to our patrons who continue to support the show over on our Patreon. We have a couple of folks that are going to be getting some rewards here pretty soon. People like Pins Halo, who's also over there. We've also got Conthal and Prestige Ace, who are supporting us on Patreon. So thank you all for your patronage, and I really appreciate everything that you guys do to support the show. You can also support the show by donating to us directly if you would rather do that instead. Head on over to podtackler.com/donate, and that will take you over to PayPal, where you can donate to us monetarily directly. And all that stuff helps out with the hosting bills and possibly some tournament style stuff that we might be looking into this year. So stay tuned for that.
Maybe.
Stay tuned for that. Any final words, GT, before we head into the weekend?
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night for game night.
Yes.
Whenever this happens to actually post, which that would be the Friday after this post.
Right.
Right. Whatever.
Every Friday.
Every Friday. Except for the ones that I don't show up for.
Which is almost never. I think you only missed like two last year.
No, generally, it's generally like holidays.
Well, except for holidays, you know, I think like there was only maybe one time that you had to cancel.
Or like I'm in the hospital or, you know, things like that. Yeah. It's usually if I'm not around, it's something bad.
Yeah, I think other than holidays last year, you only canceled one or two of them. It wasn't very many. It's more than I could say, because I certainly wasn't there for every single one of them.
I have no life. Oh.
Now you do.
It's a joy getting together with everybody on Friday nights. It's a nice relief after a stressful week of work.
Yep. I would agree with that. It is nice to get on and get steamrolled by King Louis and Customs and everyone else in matchmaking.
That I don't mind, getting steamrolled by some moron on the other team. Now, yes.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We will catch you all next week with our guests. It's going to be a very interesting discussion. Hope you all can join us. Keep on firing them trucks.